Today, I'm gonna share four different 36 hole days that are 30 miles or less from Boston and also fit the budget $170 or less for a day of 36 holes of golf. 36 hole days can be an absolute blast, but they are tough to plan, sometimes tough to organize. And if you live in Boston, it's just hard to get out to spots in the state that make the trip worthwhile. My name is Sean Melia. I run Bay State Golf. I am trying to play every golf course in the state of Massachusetts. That's public, private, 9 holes, 18 holes. This video will only include courses that I have played so far in the quest. I've played 168. If there are any 36 hole combos that fit this bill that I have not played yet, drop them in the comments, even if they're outside of Boston. Let's start south of the city, DW Field and Easton Country Club. These two courses are just inside that 30 mile limit. And at peak price on a weekend to walk, it's $127 total. If you are a Brockton resident, you can dock $10 off any of these prices. And during the weekday, you can go and play for $102. So if you get a nice weekday and you want to just sneak out and go play 36, that's a great deal. $102 for 36 holes of golf. DW Field is one of those places I talk about a lot on here. I talk about a lot in the real world out when people ask me what courses they should play. I think it's just an excellent municipal golf course. For a day like this, it's a pretty easy walk. It's flat. It's a good challenge. The greens are excellent as far as design. And from what I've heard since I've played it, it just keeps getting better and better every year. Obviously, all of this comes with the caveat playing 36 holes of public golf. You might have a slow tee time. You might have that afternoon round might be a little bit slower than the morning tee time. If you can get out early, obviously can make for a little bit of a long day playing public golf for 36 holes. But these are two walkable, playable golf courses for a pretty good price, especially on a weekday if you can sneak away and you've got, you know, vacation time or you just happen to have a week off. Very good deal for $102 to play both of these golf courses. All right, next we're gonna stay in the city and play Franklin Park and George Wright in a day. I've done this a handful of times in the fall with some buddies. I've done it in August, September, and also October, kind of over the last 4 years, I believe. We didn't do it last year, which was a bummer. On the weekend, each round is $70 if you're a non-resident and $55 if you are a resident, so that's $140 or $110. And on a weekday, which is probably your better bet for getting out on these two golf courses, you're gonna pay $61 as a non-resident and $46 as a resident. That's $122 or $92. This is a great deal. Both Donald Ross golf courses, both well cared for. I'd say George Wright is probably the one that's in a little bit better shape typically over the course of a year. I love Franklin Park. It's one of my favorite golf courses that I've played on this quest. I just find it charming and like very classically public golf. George Wright's a little bit of a bigger test, a brawnier test. This is one I would actually recommend trying to play George Wright first and Franklin Park second. George Wright is just a harder walk, a harder golf course. Franklin Park is a little bit more forgiving, a little bit more open. Also an easier walk if you do want to try to walk all 36 holes. I'd say if you did want to walk one and ride one, I would probably ride George Wright, whether you played it in the morning or the afternoon. It's a good, challenging, tough walk, and doing it in the morning and then trying to walk again in the afternoon is tough. But walking George Wright in the afternoon after 18 holes already is quite a challenge. Love these two golf courses. Even just if you can't get to them both in a day, make a point to go and play both of these over the course of the 2026 season. Love these golf courses. I think they're excellent. And I think everyone should go check them out. Just affordable, good golf. Before we get to the final two pairs of golf courses here, just want to give a quick shout out to Galway Bay. It is springtime. The weather is slowly turning. Golf courses are opening or they are open. And the weather can be unpredictable. And if you have some Galway Bay in your car, in your golf bag, you're gonna be ready for whatever might hit you. I've got the Rock Barton jacket. It's a good full zip. I played at Unicorn a couple weeks ago in 36 degree weather, and this kept me warm over the course of that 9-hole walk. Also got the chinos, which are waterproof belt loops. Just look like an actual golf pant. Outstanding, love them. You can click on the links in the description below to check out what they've got. I had someone tell me at the Northeast Golf Show a couple weeks ago that they saw a video of mine, checked out Galway Bay. They're going to Scotland in the fall and they bought a bunch of their stuff and they've been wearing it, shoveling and dealing with the winter we've had. And he's very excited to have it for this season and for his trip to Scotland. So shout out Jordan if you're watching, and you can go and check out Galway Bay as well. The links are in the description if you want to check those out. Okay, next we're gonna go north of the city and we're gonna go to Gannon and Mount Hood. Gannon is 15 miles from Boston. Mount Hood is 10 miles from Boston. So very close. I think these kind of get forgotten a little bit in the discourse around golf that's close to Boston. I'm not sure why that is, but it just, they all, even at the tip of my tongue when I'm thinking about places to go play, these are often not always right there. If you wanted to play both of them in a day, it's $121 on the weekend and it's $103 during the week. So another pretty great deal for two solid golf courses. Gannon is like a kind of a mini George Wright feel to it. It's hilly. It's got some blind shots. You're hitting uphill shots. You're hitting downhill shots. It's a little bit kind of tight, but it just feels a little smaller than George Wright as far as just the scale of the place. But a very, very good golf course, and one I think, like I said, that just kind of gets forgotten a little bit in the grand scheme of things. Maybe people like it that way, and it just people keep it to themselves. I've played a couple qualifiers there. I've just played with buddies there, and it's a good test, a nice golf course, usually in pretty good shape. Massive 18th hole, maybe one of the hardest closing holes in all of public golf in Massachusetts. And then funnily enough, I kind of compare Mount Hood as another kind of like, it's a Gannon George Wright cousin. It's a short golf course, a lot of par threes that are all actually really good and mixed. Sometimes when you hear a course that has more than four par threes, you're thinking, oh, they had to cram holes in, so they're all short or they're all kind of quirky. This set is really good, and I was kind of pleased with that part. The 18th hole and the 10th hole are both par threes. Those are probably the weakest, but once you get out into the golf course, it's a good fun golf course. It's pretty short, kind of a lot of holes where you might stand on tee boxes and think you could drive greens or push it way up next to a green, but you've got some trouble to deal with if you are a little bit wayward, or you could just kind of hit irons. The fourth hole, a lot of people love to tell me how hard that hole is. I've played it once. I found it very difficult. It seems to be one that comes up a lot when I talk about hard holes, hard par fives. It's just a really challenging hole, and just a good golf course to go check out. Some cool views when you get out into the back nine as well. So that's a good day, a tough walk as well. I'd say you'd probably want to try to play Gannon first and then Mount Hood. Mount Hood's just a little bit shorter, a little bit easier golf course if you're kind of trying to figure out which one to play first. That would be my tip there. And lastly, Sandy Burr and Wayland out in the Metro West area. I have done this 36-hole day. I did it in November back in like 21 maybe, 2021, on an incredibly warm day, sunny day. It was wild. And another pair of golf courses that kind of go nicely together. Sandy Burr is probably the one you'd want to play first as far as pricing for these two. Sandy Burr is a moving target. There's nothing officially posted on their website right now, and their tee time system has kind of like early season rates because I'm recording this at the end of March. But what I kind of remembered from looking at last year's rates, you're usually touching around $100 to play Sandy Burr. I think it might be actually $99 from last year to walk on a weekend. They might make you ride a cart. Wayland is $67, so I felt pretty good putting this in here as a course I feel like is $170 or less as far as the two combined. On the weekdays, $75 for Sandy Burr. They also have this kind of sliding scale system as far as their tee times at Sandy Burr. It gets cheaper as the day goes, and they've got like maybe three or four windows of tee times. And Wayland is $57 on the weekday and $67 on the weekend. They're both just about 20 miles from Boston. Sandy Burr, obviously a Donald Ross golf course, got some cool greens, an interesting opening start, back-to-back par fives, one and two. The third hole's a short par three. The fourth hole's a brute of a par four, then another big par three. So in that opening stretch, you're playing two par threes, two par fives, and one par four. And then you get kind of normalizes out a little bit, but some just really good golf out there. You play up and down some hills. I don't love 6, 7, and 8 really. But other than that, I think Sandy Burr is like a really good option for people who live in the city looking just to get out a little bit and go play some golf. And then Wayland is basically a mile away. You can get in your car, drive down quickly, and go play Wayland. Very short course, very scoreable. It is a par 70, but there's just a bunch of short par fours out there, short par fives, kind of narrow in some spots. You can get it yourself into some trouble. But it's a very easy walk, no hills out there really at all, except for maybe the third and fourth holes. And that's about it. You're walking along some pretty flat land. I'd say if you could play Sandy Burr in the morning, it's going to be a little bit more money. Then go play Wayland. If you want to save that money, you can flip it and go play Sandy Burr in the evening. Twilight rates are pretty good and reasonable from, once again, what I remember, nothing published on their website right now that I could find. So that's it for Bay State Golf this week. Thanks for watching all the way to the end. I appreciate it. If you have any golf course combos that you think fit this bill, fit this budget, even if they're not from, 30 miles inside Boston, drop them in the comments as well. Would love to kind of collect some other 36-hole ideas for folks as the season slowly gets going here and the days get a little longer and 36-hole days feel like a realistic thing. You can also buy my book. I got a digital book. It's got 168 reviews in it. Every course I've played in Massachusetts, pictures, some facts and figures about it, my thoughts, things I liked, things I didn't like, and a favorite hole. I'll put the link in the description of the show as well. Would love you to buy it. It's $30. You get it updated for free every year once you've bought it until I am finished with my quest of playing every course in Massachusetts. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next week on Bay State Golf.